This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Authorities say shelling in the center of the Russian border city of Belgorod has killed 14 people, including two children, and wounded 108 others. Russian officials accused Kyiv of carrying out Saturday's attack. It took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed at least 39 civilians. Moscow's forces on Friday launched 122 missiles and dozens of drones on Ukraine. Ukrainian officials never acknowledged responsibility for attacks on Russian territory or the Crimean Peninsula. Israeli military airstrikes hit camps in central Gaza as the Biden administration approves new weapon sales to Israel. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Israeli warplanes struck two urban refugee camps in central Gaza on Saturday as the Biden administration approved a new emergency weapon sale to Israel. The weapon sale comes despite persistent international ceasefire calls over mounting civilian deaths and mass displacement in the enclave. Israel says it's determined to pursue its unprecedented air and ground offensive until it has dismantled Hamas. The United States has shielded Israel diplomatically and has continued to supply it with weapons. Israel argues that ending the war now would mean victory for Hamas, a stance shared by the Biden administration, which at the same time urged Israel to do more to avoid harm to Palestinian civilians. I'm Karen Shamas.
The top commander of U.S. naval forces in the Middle East says Yemen's Houthi rebels are showing no signs of ending their, quote, reckless attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. But Vice Admiral Brad Cooper said in an Associated Press interview on Saturday that more nations are joining the international maritime mission to protect vessels in the vital waterway, and trade traffic is beginning to pick up. Operation Prosperity Guardian was announced just over 10 days ago. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.